a message that's going to lift us up in the midst of those challenges that we face in life. So the title of my message this morning is The Palm Tree Christian. The Palm Tree Christian. It's barely been long since we witnessed some of the most powerful hurricanes of all time. We had Hurricane Harvey and Irma and Maria in 2017. And before that, we had Hurricane Katrina that decimated New Orleans and parts of Louisiana in the Gulf of Mexico. The official hurricane season for the Atlantic season, the Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico will soon be here. And officials, again, are predicting that this season will be a rough one. During the hurricane season, powerful storms cause lots of damage to land structures and to vegetation alike. If you have never seen the power of a hurricane, you probably do not understand the damage of a Category 4 or a Category 5 a hurricane and what that damage can be. When the hurricane season finally arrives in June this year, we shall be all glued to our screens and our televisions as the TV stations keep us engaged on what is happening in the Gulf of Mexico and just the powerful destruction that maybe will be experienced and the survival stories of what happens during that massive destruction. Last year, we saw the evacuation of traffic jam and evacuations and the traffic jams on I-75 as people were moving from the Florida Keys and from mainland Florida. The Caribbean and the parts of Mexico are wiped out. Puerto Rico has not recovered since. The Bahamas, the Virgin U.S. Islands, and other small islands in the path of the hurricane were all swept out. Hurricane Harvey and Maria were one of the most powerful hurricanes of 2017, with winds that measured up to about 180 miles per hour. Nothing seemed to stand a chance in this Category 5 hurricanes. Do you know that there's no Category 6 hurricane? Because usually at a Category 5, nothing is left standing, including steel structures. This is usually a powerful destruction. On September 11th of 1992, a Category 4 hurricane devastated everything in our path in the island of Kauai. And in 2001, I had a chance to visit the small island and witnessed the effects of the hurricane 9 years later. Up in the volcanic hills of Kauai, some of the palm trees and the coconut trees were still showing the effects of that powerful storm. During that visit, I had a chance to take a helicopter tour of the 21-kilometer island, and I was shocked to see the effects surrounding the areas of Analei Bay, Napali Coast, and the Princeville area in the north shore of Kauai. It looked like, someone had dropped a hydrogen bomb in the area. Destruction, and the tree trunks with no branches, no leaves, were scattered all over, even after 9 years had passed. But here is the amazing story. In the midst of this devastating loss and destruction, family stood the palm tree. This deep-rooted and evergreen plant stayed grounded. The palm trees were the only trees that seemed to have survived the immense force of nature. I want to talk to us about the palm tree kind of a Christian. The Christian that stays put even when the storms of life are unrelenting. The Christian that stays focused and calm in the midst of fire and in the midst of the storms of life. The Christian that is not shaken and shocked by the challenges and trials of life. The Christian that celebrates and glorifies God even when faced by challenges. The Christian that counts it all joy when the trials and the temptations of life are coming around. The Christian that says, you meant it for bad, but God meant it for good. The kind of Christian that is able to say, my eyes have seen thy salvation, and the Christian that says, I consider it all joy. The kind of Christian that says, I want to know Christ by the power of his death and the power of his resurrection. The kind of Christian that stays victorious. The kind of Christian that says, I know my Redeemer liveth. And no matter what comes my way, I will glorify the Lord. So I want you to turn to your neighbor this morning and ask them, are you a palm tree kind of a Christian? Are you a palm tree kind of a Christian? Oh, well, maybe before we get started, let's pray. My slides are stuck, so you may have to move them for me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are all works in progress. Continue to work with us and to develop a character that reflects your goodness and make us more like Christ. Let us desire to walk with you and to be like you in everything. Sustain our faith in the moments of weakness and walk with us when we are faint and be our refuge when all seems to come crumbling down and the weight of the universe seems to be on our shoulders. Sustain us and provide for us and give us joy and satisfaction. Let us be a light in the midst of a very desperate and dark world, and may we be able to stand firm like the palm tree stands tall and firmly grounded, even when it's surrounded by storms. Amen? Amen. There are over 3,000 species of palm trees around the world, and they grow from 3 to about 100 feet tall. The Bible says that in Psalm 92, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He grows like cedar in Lebanon. And I want us to look at some of the characteristics of palm trees and then liken them to the life of the Christian who stays firmly planted in the Lord. And one thing that is always evident during a destruction or during the hurricanes and the storms is that the palm tree can withstand these forces of nature. The palm tree stays planted and firmly rooted in place because it is usually rooted deeply in the soil. When everything else is being uprooted and tossed in the air, the palm tree stays put and stays strong. It does not matter the speed of the wind, the direction of the wind in which the wind is coming from or flowing. The palm tree stays rooted in its proper place. Winds may come from the north. Winds may come from the south. The palm tree will stay put. Winds may come from east and from the west. The palm tree will stay put in its proper place. The palm tree may appear as if it's being uprooted and tossed, but it stays put. The palm tree may appear it's being beat by the winds and the storms of life, and it may lean towards the left, it may lean towards the right, but it stays put in its proper place. Similarly, the Christian will face challenges and the winds of all kinds will come to you. Surely they are coming if they've not come. These winds will come, but those who stay planted firmly in the Lord will always stand firm despite the challenges. Powerful winds of gossip, powerful winds of insecurity, health-related issues, pain and suffering, desperate situations in life, instability of our professional jobs, and the family-related dramas, and many more may be even nothing will be taken away from, everything will be taken away from this earth. Real knockouts of life will show up. But those that trust the Lord will stand and be firmly grounded in the hope that is in Christ. Loneliness and desperation will come. Unsatisfaction and sometimes lack of purpose. Lack of meaning in life may come. Sad moments will come. But the Lord says that those who stand in me will be firm. The palm tree Christian is rooted and is deeply nourished in the Lord. The palm tree Christian is not 2 inches deep in the Word, but they are deeply rooted in God's Word. The palm tree Christian is heavy in the Word and in prayer and in purpose. The palm tree Christian can sustain the powerful storms of corruption and discrimination and all kinds of hate and insecurity in the workplace. Powerful job storms of joblessness may come, my friends, but the palm tree Christian stays put and rooted firmly in the Lord, because the Lord provides and the Lord sustains. The Christian stays put knowing that neither death, nor sorrow, nor pain, nor stress can uproot him or her from the faith that is deeply planted in the Lord. Have you ever experienced storms in life? If you've not, they will come for sure. But the secret is to stay deeply rooted in God's Word. Those times when things just don't seem to make sense to you will come. When you are asking the questions of why me, why him at this time, those moments are certainly going to be in our lives. And those times when problems seem to be so big and your faith sometimes seems like it's so small, those moments when you feel you're so swamped and so afraid that you are going to be taken away by the storm, stay rooted in God's Word, because the Word says those that stay planted in the Lord will not be shaken. Where is your faith this morning? Are you firmly planted on the Word of God like the palm tree? Are you firmly grounded in the Word of God? Even if everything is going to look like it's going to be great right now, time will come. When storms will come, what will your hope be? What will your faith be? Let's be encouraged that our faith stays rooted in Christ. Secondly, I want you to notice that in the midst of the storm, the palm tree Christian will bend, but it will not break. The palm tree Christian will bend, but it will not break. The palm tree Christian will be tested and tossed up and down, but the response of the Christian should be praise God and worshiping the Lord. The palm tree Christian praises God in the midst of the storm. This is what the palm tree Christian says in the midst of trials. Psalm 8:1 reads, Lord Jehovah, our Lord, how glorious is your name in all the earth. Even when all is breaking loose, the palm tree Christian says, oh Lord, our God, how majestic is your reputation throughout the earth. You reveal your majesty in the heavens above. The palm tree Christian sings, oh Lord, our God, how majestic is thy name in all the earth, who has displayed the splendor above the heavens. The palm tree Christian says, oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name, all the earth. Palm tree Christians sing praises in the midst of trials. What trials are you going through at this moment? What trials are you encountering this moment? Where is your trust? Is it in the Lord? Are you firmly rooted in God's word? Let us dance like the palm trees when we are being tossed up and down. Let the Christians rejoice in the Lord, and let's find joy in the Lord. The palm tree Christian knows who to tell when the problems overwhelm us and when everything seems to be not going the right way. Psalm 91 reads, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will praise you, Lord, with all of my heart. I will tell of the marvelous things you have done. The New American Standard Bible reads, I will give thanks to the Lord with all of my heart. I will tell of your wonders. The strong winds and the storms uproot and break ordinary trees, but the trees that are planted deep will remain despite the challenges and the winds and the storms. Are you planted deep this morning? Is my challenge to you this morning. Are you deeply planted in the word? Will the storms of life uproot you, or will your faith deepen in the Lord? In 1979, Hurricane Frederick winds broke thousands of pine trees in the southern part of the United States. But the palm trees that were planted and had their deep roots in the soil remained. They were firm and ready for the challenge. The storms of life will come, my friend, but will you be grounded in the Lord? The beginning of the year, Pastor introduced us to read through the Bible throughout the year series. I hope you are working on that, and that the Lord is continuing to reveal himself through that particular series. Alpha series is a great way to really get to know how you can be able to speak about your faith and firmly be grounded in the Lord. Psalm number 34 reads, I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. I will glory in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glory the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. The palm tree will be bent, but it will not break. You will be challenged and tried and tested in many ways. Your loved ones may hurt. You may hurt, but you will not be uprooted if you are in the Lord. And because you know that your God is, and you know that he is always with you, and you know where your strength comes from. Psalm number 46 reads, God is our refuge and our strength, and an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth will give way and the mountains will fall into the earth of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surgings, the Christian will not be uprooted. I want you to notice that the third thing is that the palm tree not only survives but flourishes in the midst of the desert. The palm tree not only survives but flourishes in the midst of the desert. The palm tree does not simply grow in the desert. It flourishes and looks lush and beautiful throughout the year. The palm tree can make it in the desert world. You will look nourished in the midst of your challenges if you are planted in the Lord. You will shine even when odds are against you, because you know where your help and your strength comes from. The roots of the palm tree go deep below the burning sand and find moisture deep down below the surface. The Christian must go deep with God if he is going to flourish. You must praise the Lord. You must stay prayerful even through the challenges that you face in life. Again, the message today is to encourage us to stay rooted in the Lord. Let's go deep. Deep we must go. Go deep with prayer. Go deep with fellowship with others. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 reads, let's pray without what? Without ceasing. Many Christians are not flourishing because they may be seeking nourishment on the surface. They want a fast food kind of a diet. They want to be fed on junk that I sometimes see on TV. But if we stay deeply rooted in God's word, our roots will run vertically and not laterally. Horizontal roots will not last in the storms, no matter how massive the tree is. We have to drink deep in God's word. The scripture says that those that stay in the Lord, they are like trees that are planted deep, planted in the streams, in the streams, trees that are able to feed from the streams of water in the desert. Let's stay deeply planted in God's word. Shallow Christians look to the world for refreshment and come away still thirsty. The world will leave you thirsty, but if we stay deeply rooted in God's word, we will be quenched and we'll be satisfied in Christ. The fashion world, the entertainment world, and the materialism of this world are nothing but shallow pits. God's children send their top roots deep into God's word and in prayer. The psalmist prayed in Psalm number 84 that how lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. Your soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. And also notice that a group of palm trees form an oasis. A group of palm trees form an oasis. One palm tree stands alone. It will not provide much shade to anybody from the rays of the burning sun. But a group of palm trees can form an oasis and a place of refuge. We must stay together and stand together as Christians to flourish and to encourage one another. Get in and stay in the church and in the community of believers and to tell of the wonderful acts and wonderful wonders of God. Testify of His love. Testify of His goodness and His wonders. Psalm 89 reads, I will sing to the Lord's great love forever with my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare your love, stand firm forever, and you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. Testify to the love and to the goodness of God. An oasis provides shade for the weary traveler. When we group ourselves together in the church, we provide shade for those who are weaker than ourselves, for those who are seeking a place of refuge. This is why Hebrews 10:25 reads, it is so important for us that we do not forsake the assembly of ourselves, the assembly of getting together, the assembly of coming together. Psalm 95 reads, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving. And let us extol Him with music and song. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. Also, do notice that the palm tree can withstand abuse. The palm trees can withstand abuse. Apostle Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 9, but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Trials are inevitable for us if we are Christian. But you have been promised victory through the trials and the challenges that you may face in life. Are you a palm tree Christian or are you a cotton tree? They break with every wind and sway with every wind blower. As for the palm tree, it can take the beating and the heat and the wind and the fire and the challenges of life. You name it. The palm tree will stay put. You also notice that the heart of the ordinary tree is dead. It is dead inside. And the life is only on the outside. The vulnerable area of an ordinary tree is on the outside, but the heart of the palm tree is alive. There is no dead stuff inside. It is all alive. All of the tree is alive. The life of the palm tree is on the inside. Outward, it may look all ruggedy and beat up and not dressed very well, but when you really go inside, when the rubber meets the road, this tree will stand. The outward beating and abuse does not affect the life and the quality of the palm tree, because we have life deep within heart us. No matter the challenges that we face, we stay upright. We stay alive because of the Jesus that lives within us. The life of the child of God is within. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. And finally, I want you to notice that the older the palm tree, the sweeter the fruit. Psalm 92, verses 12 through 14, it reads, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. As a palm tree grows older, its fruit gets sweeter. As Christians grow deeper in God's word and in our relationship with God, we should grow sweeter. Let me tell you that the more I get to know Jesus, the more I fall in love with him. The more I get to know Jesus, the more I appreciate what Jesus has done for me. Okay? They say that the older tree with scarred trunks produce the sweetest fruit. They also say wounded soldiers make best soldiers. The battles are coming, and there will be many. The battlefield is real, and if we are rooted in God's word, we will not grow weary, but we will produce good fruit. We'll produce good works for the kingdom of God. The trials of life should make us be conformed to the image of Christ. Paul in Romans 8:28 reads, for we know that all things work together, all things work for good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among brothers. And then finally, the palm tree cannot be grafted. Horticulturists say that to graft a palm tree is to kill it. The palm tree is distinctive and unusual. You cannot clone it. You are unique and special and chosen by your maker. Grafting kills the palm tree. Do not conform to the patterns of this world. Grafting destroys. Conforming destroys. To graft a Christian in the world is to kill his testimony and his influence. The Christian is to be distinctive and easily distinguished from the world. Romans 12:1 reads, I beseech thee, therefore, brethren. Okay, it says this. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true act of worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good and pleasing will. When a Christian hooks up with the world, he injures his service for Christ. The palm tree Christian will also not burn. Folks, do not use the palm tree for firewood, because it refuses to burn as ordinary wood. It is too alive to burn. It is too alive. It is unburnable, usually. Yes, you will be scarred from the outside by the trials of life, but the inside stays put and an attempt to burn what God has put in you will prove to be futile because you belong to Him. The forest fires of the Everglades in Florida are just but a scare for the palm tree. So remember, we are a child of God, and we do not burn because we are palm tree Christians. The palm tree is an evergreen, a symbol of immortality. The child of God will never die. We have an everlasting life. So here's a quick summary of what we've talked about a palm tree this afternoon or this morning. The palm tree will bend but will not break. It praises God in the midst of the storm. When the storms come, you may bend, but you are not breaking because you are grounded and firmly rooted in God. The palm tree Christian not only survives but flourishes in the desert. When the world does not seem to offer you solid solutions to your crises in life, there is a solution that is firmly found in the Word and in Jesus Christ. You will flourish in the midst of the desert. And we have also looked at a group of palm tree, group of palm trees form an oasis. We are an oasis. Remember to fellowship together with others so that you can get encouraged, so you can seek shelter or shelter in the midst of other Christians who are growing and be encouraged in the Lord. The palm tree Christian can withstand abuse, but the Lord is with you. You will be able to get hit by the trials and the challenges of life, and people may speak and say things about you, but you will stand because you are grounded anew in Christ. For your power is not yours, it comes from Christ. Remember, the older the palm tree, the sweeter the fruit. Grow in your relationship in the Lord so you can get to experience and to share this goodness that is found in God's Word. Also remember, the palm tree cannot be grafted. You have been bought with a price. You belong to Christ, and the enemy cannot graft anything that is not of God. You have been set apart as a sacrifice and as a servant and as a believer. You cannot be grafted. The palm tree will not burn. The challenges of life will come, but you will not burn. You will stand rooted in the Lord. And then remember, the palm tree Christian is an evergreen, always flourishing in the Lord, always positive encouragement, always encouraging others, always moving forward in the body of Christ. So my challenge to you this morning is, are you a palm tree kind of a Christian? Are you firmly grounded in the Lord? Are you rooted in the Lord? Are you tapping in God's Word? Alpha is here to help you to continue getting rooted in the Lord. Continue with those disciplines of reading the Scriptures so that you can be this palm tree Christian when everything else around you is dying, when everything else around you seems like he has no life. You will have life because your life is centered in no one else but in God Himself. What challenges are you facing today? Trust God. Tell God, I am a palm tree Christian. Come and fill me. Draw on that strength and on that strength that comes from the Holy Spirit. Let's all stand and pray. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us we are yours. Thank you for the example of the palm tree. You say if we stay rooted in you, we'll be flourishing like the palm tree. So this morning we ask for your presence. This morning we ask that you continue to root us in your word so that when the trials of life come to sway us left and right, front and back, we'll be grounded in you. Heavenly Father, thank you for such a beautiful day. Be with us this week and remind us of your goodness. Remind us to give thanks for who you are. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's precious name, amen. Amen. Please come for prayers, and I'll be right at the back.
Jesus, to have this heart in me. You are the God.